You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Despite Bill English calling prisons a moral and fiscal failure, the last national government signed off on the building of a new 3,000-person capacity prison in Waikato, with construction due to start next year. Lachlan today spoke with Dr. Liam Martin from the Victoria University of Wellington about the planned prison and whether Labor's election would mean the scrapping of it. He first asked him to explain why prison numbers in Aotearoa are so high.
The big reason we have so many people in prison is because we've made choices to put so many people in prison. It's a common misconception that prison numbers are a response to the amount of crime, but actually for most of the time that our prison population has been rapidly increasing, crime's been going down. And you can track the increases in prison numbers to particular decisions. So most recently, one that often gets talked about is the Bail Amendment Act changes in 2013, which has really increased dramatically the number of people who are in prison while they wait for trial. And so just about all the recent increases in the prison population have come through those changes to the Bail Amendment Act. And there's other kind of similar things. There were changes to the Parole Act, which restricts people's access to early release. So we've made kind of a series of decisions to keep more people in prison for longer. And in the background of those decisions, there's a kind of bigger politics around, high levels of inequality, homelessness, institutional racism, and so they're kind of linked, I think, to these bigger social problems. The choices we've made around prisons are linked to these bigger social problems.
And what are the issues with a prison of this size, like that can hold up to 3,000 people, compared with a much smaller prison of, say, around 100 people?
It's a far bigger prison than we've ever had before in New Zealand. So that's one thing just to note at the outset. The biggest prison in New Zealand at the moment is Rimataka Prison here in Wellington, and that's got about 1,000 men. The prison they're proposing at Waikeria could eventually have 3,000 people in it. And if we're trying to think through what might be the problems with that, I think we can just start by thinking about how each person in prison is really in a state of crisis. Almost by definition, they are imprisoned. They're spending, much of their life in a cage. They've often got histories of trauma and victimization. Often the periods leading up to being incarcerated are very kind of chaotic, really hectic, chaotic periods. And in a prison, we aggregate all the people in these really kind of tough, desperate situations together, And at Waikeria, we're proposing combining together 3,000 people in these situations, pushing them together even in the same cell, And I don't think it takes too much, even people who aren't familiar with prisons, to kind of see how that might go wrong. And if we, it's really the American model. Huge prisons is the American model. The reason you build a huge prison is because it's cheaper. It's cheaper to have one prison with 3,000 people than 30 prisons with 100 in each. That's really the American model. If a place like Rikers Island in New York, for example, has 14,000 people in it, and it's an absolute hellhole. It's not the kind of prisons we want to be building here in New Zealand, I don't think.
And, this prison was signed off by the last national government, and Calvin Davis, he's the new Minister for Corrections. He's been long been an advocate for prison reform, including reducing prison numbers. I mean, now that he's in government, what difficulties does he face in implementing this reform?
Well, I think, we can start with his own party. The Labor Party has quite a conservative recent history on criminal justice issues. The last time Labor was in government for 9 years, starting in 1999, they oversaw the biggest prison expansion in New Zealand history, building a number of new prisons, passing legislation to increase the number of prisoners. And still there is within Labor, I think, quite conservative or reactionary MPs. like Stuart Nash, for example, famous for calling for a prisoner to be scalped after they had their confiscated hairpiece returned by corrections. There's the former president of the New Zealand Police Association, Greg O'Connor, who spent a lot of his time as head of the police association trying to get the hardline tactics of the New York Police Department, not a police department you want to copy, imported to New Zealand. For example, bringing out the deputy commissioner of the NYPD to speak at the police association conference. And now he's a Labour MP. So I think he's going to face a lot of opposition, even within his own party. He's also trying to break with kind of a long period where law and order politics have dominated our kind of political discussion about crime and punishment. And you can also add to all this that he's the first ever Māori Minister of Corrections and all that comes with that. You know, all that comes with, he's going to be the only Māori in the room for a lot of these high-level conversations, you know, and he's going to face kind of extra layers of pressure for kind of holding that position.
So do you feel that this prison will get built? Or, I mean, is it, because it's they're starting construction next year, is it too late to stop it?
Well, it's not too late to stop it, you know. I try to be optimistic with these things, you know. Construction hasn't started, so it's not too late, you know. No. And I think there is time to make a different set of decisions.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.